Let's turn our attention now to the weather forecast. Drew Lerner is here from World Weather Incorporated in Kansas City. I think it's been a month for September that looks a lot more like August, and that has helped out the crops in the United States. Can you kind of give me an overview of where we stand today?
Oh, absolutely. It has been a blessing for a lot of these folks out there that are dealing with these very late developing crops. The temperatures have been in the 80s and 90s over the past week in various places across the U.S. The northern states, of course, a week ago were very cold, but the lower half of the Midwest, the Delta and the southeastern states, the southern plains, all those areas were seeing temperatures well into the 80s and 90s last week, and that has lifted to the north and expanded, and so we now have had that for the past few days across a big part of the northern plains and even a part of the northern Midwest, with the exception of the Great Lakes region. So it's been a really good period of time. The degree day accumulations are trying to get off of the deficit that we've built up here recently, but those northwestern areas in the Corn Belt and northern plains are still behind. And with all the rain that's been occurring up there recently, those crops are just not maturing as they should. Even though we've had this warmer weather the past few days, and it looks like the outlook is that they'll cool down a little bit more and have to deal with some additional rain as we go forward through this next week. And so the bottom line is we're still going to have trouble getting those crops in the north to finish out like they need to.
And then other parts of the U.S. that are in good or worse shape?
Actually, the southeastern states and the Delta are doing extremely well. There hasn't been much rain in either area here recently, and some of that is to the credit of Humberto, who has sucked all the moisture out of the southeastern U.S. and pushed it out towards Bermuda. So that's going to be ongoing for a little while longer. So those areas are really drying down enough here so that fieldwork can advance aggressively. We have hard red winter wheat country perhaps in need of some moisture, especially in the west central high plains. This would be Colorado, western Kansas, and some immediate neighboring areas. Those areas haven't done well with rainfall and probably won't, even though there's a chance for some showers in the rest of wheat country periodically over the coming week. And the only other area of interest in the U.S., I think, is in the Pacific Northwest, where we finally have seen a few showers and thunderstorms pop up here recently. It's been very dry there seasonably, but this is a big step in the right direction for getting the ground ready for winter wheat planting, which comes up next month.
Sometimes when we're warmer in our part of the world, it means that Russia and parts of the other side of the globe have been cold. Is that the case?
That is the case. We've had frost and freezes reported this week in eastern portions of Inner Mongolia. That's part of China, of course, and that area has had some crop damage as a result of it. It's not necessarily the area everyone watches real closely, but Inner Mongolia does produce a fair amount of grain and oil seeds, and a little bit of damage may have occurred there. We're still waiting for somebody there to try to explain how much there was or wasn't, but that may be years in coming. In the meantime, Russia is expected to turn colder as we go forward through the next 7 days. Starting this weekend in particular, frost and freezes will occur in many areas across the northern and perhaps some central parts of their crop region. This is relatively close to normal, at least for the north. The central areas may be a little ahead of themselves on the first frost and freezes, but I don't think there's going to be much of an impact. They've had a fairly good growing season this year, and so the bottom line, I think, is that this won't be a big issue. Europe, of course, is still dealing with dryness in France and parts of the Balkan countries, which that extends on into Ukraine. And so these areas all need to see some better rainfall. Perhaps they'll get it, but it's probably a week away before it really gets good.
And finally, check in on the dry areas of Argentina.
Yeah, Argentina still hasn't had any rain of significance since we spoke last week, and it doesn't look like they're going to get much in this coming week either. There's a lot more nervousness in the marketplace, and farmers becoming a little uneasy about the dryness down that way. It looks like maybe in the last days of September and on into early October, we'll see a chance for some scattered showers across that country. But until then, it is going to continue to be a little bit too dry, and some of that wheat crop has not established well. And we're looking at some delays maybe in some of the early corn and sunseed that usually get going into the ground about that time.
Hey, thanks so much, Drew.
Have a good day.
You too. Drew Lerner is with World Weather Incorporated.